Have you always thought the Old Testament feasts were only for Israel? If so, you may be in for a surprise today, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. Today, our Bible teacher is Dr. Gary Hedrick, president of CJF Ministries. Gary's topic for this current series of studies is the Spring Feasts of the Lord. He's explaining how the seven feasts in Leviticus 23 are not only significant in themselves, but also how they collectively form an exciting outline of God's prophetic plan leading up to the second coming. I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you about our special offer. And now, with today's installment, here's Gary Hedrick.
All right, thank you, and welcome, listening friend, to another edition of Messianic Perspectives. It's good to have you with us as we continue this study of the feasts of the Lord. And if you have a Bible handy, why don't you turn with us to Leviticus chapter 23? And by the way, before we get started, let me welcome all of you who are listening on the internet. They just showed me some figures on how many of you are tuning in by logging onto our website, and it's just amazing. You can listen anytime you want, 24 hours a day. 7 days a week from anywhere in the world. They even have graphics, so while you're listening to the program, you're watching your monitor, and it'll have Bible verses or photographs or other visual aids to go along with what we're teaching. So if you're one of our new listeners listening over the internet, we want to say welcome, and we want to thank Rick Higby for making all that possible by all of his hard work he's been doing and getting it on the internet. So we're glad you're with us if you're listening on the internet. Of course, our radio listeners are also very special to us because you're the ones who built this ministry. Dr. Charles Half, our founder, started out on the radio half a century ago, broadcasting on a little station down in Alabama that only covered a radius of maybe 20 miles or so. But that's how the whole thing started. And today, the Christian Jew Foundation is a worldwide ministry with dozens of missionary families serving the Lord in places like Canada, Brazil, Argentina, England, France, South Africa, Russia, Belarus, and of course Israel. We also have a network of representatives all over the United States, including California, Arizona, Illinois, Ohio, Louisiana, Nevada, and many other places. We also have a national ministry representative, John Cantor, who travels all over the country representing our ministry. And so anywhere in the world where there is a significant Jewish population, chances are we have someone there witnessing to the Jewish people. And so the Lord has blessed this work in a wonderful way. We thank Him for it. It all started more than half a century ago when a young Jewish preacher got on the radio and shared his burden for reaching his Jewish kinsmen with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that was in the late 1940s, back before many of us were even born. So if you're listening on the radio, you are also important to us. We love you. We appreciate the important part you play in this ministry and the part you play in keeping this program here on the air. All right, now, we're looking at Leviticus 23 as we study the spring feasts, and we said last time that this is where the Lord gives His people Israel a series of observances. In Hebrew, these observances are called moedim, which literally means appointments. We said it's like when you need to see your doctor or your dentist. You call and make an appointment. It's an appointed time when the doctor will be there and you will be there, and the two of you meet together. That's a moed, an appointment, an appointed time when two people meet together. And in these seven feasts of Leviticus 23, the Lord is setting a series of appointments with His people throughout the year. These are times when His people come before Him to meet with Him. And we already talked about the fact that these are not the feasts of Israel, but the feasts of the Lord. The Lord spoke to Moses and told him to tell the children of Israel that these are God's feasts. Verse 2, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts, God says. Then he says in verse 3, this is Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. So before he outlines the seven feasts, he talks first of all about the Sabbath, because he wants us to understand that the Moedim do not replace Shabbat. The feasts do not replace the Sabbath. In fact, nothing has ever replaced the Sabbath. You say, Gary, I thought Sunday was the Christian Sabbath. I thought it replaced Saturday. No, the Sabbath has never been changed. Sunday never replaced Saturday, except in the minds of some theologians who had the mistaken notion that Israel had been replaced by the church. Sunday never replaced Saturday, just like the church never replaced Israel. You say, well, Gary, doesn't the New Testament say the early church met on Sunday? No, 1 Corinthians 16:2 says they collected the offerings on Sunday, which for them was the first day of the work week. So they didn't bring their offerings on the first day of the week because that was the only day they met for worship. It's more likely that they brought their offerings on Sunday because that was the first day of business, and it was the most practical time for them to bring their offerings from the previous week. Listen, do you think the early church just met on Sunday? No, they met every day of the week. By the way, you know that passage in Acts chapter 20 where it says the disciples came together on the first day of the week to break bread, and it says Paul preached until midnight, and that's when Eutychus fell out of the window where he was sitting, and Paul had to sort of raise him from the dead because they thought he was dead. You remember that? Well, a lot of Gentile believers read that passage, and they think that was a Sunday night service. But guess what? It was actually a Saturday night service, because remember, you have to look at this from a messianic perspective. Now, just pretend you're Jewish and think about this. When did the first day of the week begin? Well, in Jewish reckoning, the first day of the week began at sundown on Saturday night. So midnight on the first day of the week would be midnight on Saturday night. Midnight on Sunday night would actually be the second day of the week, you see? But again, the point is that they didn't just meet on one single day. They met every day, going from house to house in the early church, and also going to the temple, worshiping and praising God. And then on Saturday night, in this instance, they left the temple and went back to someone's home and broke bread and listened to Paul preach. The breaking of bread here in Acts chapter 20 would have been the third Shabbat meal, Suda Hashlishi, literally the third banquet, which is on Saturday evening. So their big and probably the busiest day was Saturday. But even so, they met together for fellowship and prayer and preaching every day of the week, not just on the Sabbath. You say, Gary, where do you get that from? Well, let me show you. Flip over to Acts chapter 2, verse 46. Here's what it says about the early believers. Quote, "So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." End quote. So there's a snapshot of the early church, the early messianic community. Did they worship on Saturday? Yes, of course they did. Did they worship on Sunday? Of course they did. And on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday too. They worshiped every day. On Shabbat, which began on Friday night, by the way, they attended services in the temple or in a local synagogue if they weren't in Jerusalem, where they could witness to their Jewish brethren. And right up to the time of the destruction of Jerusalem in A.D. 70, all indications are that the Jewish Christians were accepted in the Jewish community. In fact, James the Just, or Yaakov HaTzadik, the brother of our Lord, was the leader of the Nazarenes, and historical sources from that period say that he was so devout and spent so much time in prayer in the temple that even the Sadducees and the Pharisees respected him. He spent so much time kneeling in prayer, they said his knees were hardened and calloused like the knees of a camel. So it is simply wrong to say the early church worshiped on the first day of the week and that the Sabbath was changed from Saturday to Sunday. No, 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 1,000 times no. The Sabbath has never been changed and will never be changed. What did change was that gradually, as the church evolved into more of a Gentile entity, and as anti-Semitic ideas began to take root in the church in the 2nd and 3rd centuries, then they established Sunday as the official day of worship, and they called it the Christian Sabbath. It was supposed to replace the Jewish Sabbath. But this was nothing more than man-made tradition. There is nothing anywhere in the New Testament that even hints that the Sabbath has been replaced by Sunday. The very notion is preposterous. Listen, if it was true that New Testament believers are supposed to set aside just one day of the week for fellowship and praise and worship, then that one day would have to be the Sabbath. But the simple fact is that the body of Messiah worships every day. For us, every day is the Lord's day. Every day is a Sabbath day because we're resting in Yeshua the Messiah. According to the writer of Hebrews, He is our Sabbath rest. Are we Sabbath keepers? Yes, of course we are, because not only did He keep the Sabbath on our behalf, He actually fulfilled the Sabbath. He is Lord of the Sabbath. Once He finished the work of redemption, He said, "It is finished," just like He did at creation. When He rested on the 7th day and He looked at what He had made, and He said, "It is good." You see, we rest in Him because He completed the work, and we are the beneficiaries of what He accomplished. And now every day is a day for breaking bread together and for fellowshipping with our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Every day is a day for reading the Word together, for instructing one another, and for admonishing one another in the Lord. Every day is a day for doing the work of the Lord and for proclaiming His Word. Well, that's it for today. Until next time, this is your friend, Gary Hedrick, saying, God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary. And thank you, listening friend, for tuning in today. It's always good to have you with us, whether you're listening from home, at work, or in your car. This is Messianic Perspectives, and you've been listening to Dr. Gary Hedrick talking about the Spring Feasts of the Lord, the 7 annual meetings outlined in Leviticus 23. There were certain times of the year when God told the children of Israel to assemble themselves before Him. These 7 feasts are not only significant in themselves, but collectively, they also form an outline of God's prophetic plan leading up to the second coming of the Messiah. In fact, Gary says you will never fully understand God's prophetic plan unless you know something about the 7 feasts of the Lord outlined in Leviticus 23. We have all the programs in this series available in a set of 3 CDs packaged in an attractive binder for a suggested contribution of just $18. That's the 3 CDs entitled The Spring Feasts of the Lord by Dr. Gary Hedrick for a gift of only $18. Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you, as Dr. Gary Hedrick continues our series of studies on the Spring Feasts of the Lord, right here on Messianic Perspectives. We'll be right back. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.